Initiative 502 spokesperson Allison Holcomb told me today it's ridiculous to think Washington's new marijuana law was designed specifically just to strengthen the state's DUI laws and not decriminalize pot. But key opponents of 502 call the law a wolf in sheep's clothing.
And what we're going to have is a per se DUID bill, which is the drug czar's plan for the new prohibition.
At issue is whether the law is unfair and unscientific when it comes to measuring the amount of THC, or the chemical in marijuana that gets you high, for a DUI conviction. Opponents argue a driver who smoked a joint last week could still be busted, and that would deter legal use. Holcomb says, however, they had to address the issue to get the law passed.
And we found that across the board, 62% of voters would be more likely to support legalizing marijuana if it did include a provision like our 0.08 for alcohol.
Meanwhile, before you light up, there are some rules under I-502 you should know about. For starters, just like alcohol, you have to be 21 years old to possess marijuana. You can't grow your own at home. You can't use it in public. And if the company you work for has a no-drug policy, yes, they can still drug test you, and yes, they can still fire you. For